We roll on to the Biloxi Checkers pregame show as we get set. Game 3 of 6 between the Checkers and the Biscuits. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by a special guest. It's Spencer Allen, the Director of Player Development for the Milwaukee Brewers. Spencer, appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How fun is it to be here in Biloxi? Not only are you here in Biloxi, but teams in a playoff hunt right now, Lee.
Yeah, it's awesome. Great to see the guys competing, and you cooled it off here a little bit for me, too, so that's nice.
Yeah, we put in a nice little special request. We called up to Mother Nature and said, hey, we got a little request, but how fun is it to be around these guys in the dugout, and especially you saw them right around the midway point, see that growth live here in late August.
Yeah, it's great to see. I think a lot of the guys, you know, especially this time of year, right, it can be a little bit difficult to get going day in and day out, and I think, you know, the pitching staff, just the guys that have kind of moved up through the system, we've got guys like, you know, Eric Brown, really just seeing him, his consistency at shortstop, and Ernesto getting, you know, big home run last night, it's just been fun to see them, you know, rolling.
How much do you enjoy, with how long the minor league season is, to be able to see that growth coming through and seeing it in person 2, 3, up to 4 times in a year?
Yeah, I think it really forces you to not make judgments quickly, one way or another. You know, I think that you know it's a long season. You know, guys are dealing with a lot of different things, right? And you know, you've got a guy like Brock Wilkin who, you know, had a big swing last night, big homer last night. You just see more and more. He hit two balls really, really hard on Tuesday night. You know, just to see him, his maturity coming back from what he had to come back from, that hit by pitch, it's just really good. And I think there's a lot of different examples of that throughout this team.
It's also been a big success this year for the organization. As entering today, the Checkers are one of 3 different full season teams in this organization who would reach the playoffs if the season ended today. How impactful is it to see not only the big league club having a lot of success, but the minor league teams having a lot of success as well?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you know, credit to the acquisition, right? The draft, the international acquisition space at such a young age. I mean, I've had my eyes opened a lot more to that area, and just a difficult market to navigate. They've just done a really, really good job and put our organization in a position to really to thrive. And so in one sense, it's great to see. The other part of it is I'm not surprised, just because of the synergy that we have from scouting, both domestically and internationally, and you know, acquisition, you know, free agents, and player development. It's really fun to see.
When the Royals won the World Series, one of the big things you heard about was, hey, these are guys who have won at every level throughout the minor league system. How much does winning at the minor league level help with winning at the big league level?
Yeah, I think that was one thing that Murph really, really drove home in spring training, and I think everyone heard it loud and clear. You know, his thing is win tonight. So I think that has really resonated, right, with guys. Obviously, you have to have good players and players that understand how to play winning baseball, but it's fun. I mean, just watching today's big league game, you got, you know, William Contreras and Willie Adames, you know, putting on a double steal. I think just every night we watch from the top down what winning baseball can look like, both offensively, defensively, and on the mound, and it's just fun to see the growth at this level.
Obviously, in your role, you are not just watching the Biloxi Checkers every night. I'm watching just the Biloxi Checkers every night. But in your role, you're watching every single affiliate, including the big league club, every single night. Obviously, you just talked about it, how much fun that big league club is having. How much do you see that trickle down to all the affiliates and just throughout the organization of not only winning baseball, but fun winning baseball?
Yeah, it is. And I think I think it was last week I checked. We were, you know, 3rd in overall stolen bases. Again, trying to mimic what you know, Coach Pat Murphy, you know, our leader wants, you know. And so, like, there's just a lot of different examples of that, and I think it is fun to see throughout the org, from DSL on through Nashville, to see the style of baseball that Murph wants.
Last time we talked, it was right before the draft. We were talking about what you guys were doing leading up to the draft. Draft has come and gone. Brewers made a lot of really good selections as well and were able to sign a lot of the guys that they selected in that 20-round draft, including a couple of undrafted free agents as well, which, as we know from last year, can already impact the AA level. Guys like Casey Hunt up here as an undrafted free agent from a year ago. But what's it been like acclimating these guys to the organization, getting them out to the full season affiliates, and getting them started on their pro careers?
Yeah, it's really fun, and I think you bring up a good point of just, like, you know, on the pitching side, sometimes you almost have to, like, wait a year, and I mean, just like from Tay Keener, Casey Hunt, Yoho, there's just a ton of them that you know, Witrowski, that have really, their process started a year ago, and it's just, it's really cool to see. Again, hat tip to the scouting group of identifying, signing this group. But then this process of getting guys to understand, to be patient, and really start to dial in arsenals and what we want at each level has been a lot of fun. I say that on the pitching side. Positionally, you know, some exciting, you know, and Braylon Payne as an outfielder who, again, can, I think, impact the game in a lot of different ways. Blake Burke, talk about a winner, national championship at Tennessee. And throughout, there's just some picks that we're really excited about and going to see here in coming years.
What's it like acclimating these guys to the organization? Because the big thing that I'll talk to guys about who got drafted is you get drafted and all of a sudden you can just focus on baseball. There's no more algebra tests. There's no more papers to write. It's just baseball. What's the acclimation process for guys out in Arizona?
Yeah, I think, you know, talking college guys first, I think the cool thing with them is just, like, they've played and been in the spotlight. And not all of them, but a lot. There's just so much more, you know, highlighted and in college baseball. So I think it's really trying to get them to understand of the playing every day. I think that's the biggest thing of, you know, how to maybe do less, a little less than you know, a few less swings, because again, it's an everyday sport at this level. You know, the high school guys, it definitely feels a lot, my college background, it feels a lot like that freshman coming into college for his first time. Everything from, like, you know, where's the cafeteria, where do I go get an extra belt, and you know, where's field three. So it's a lot of fun and kind of on both ends of the spectrum there.
Are you working the college tour guide out in Arizona? You're walking backwards pointing out, hey, here's where the dining hall is, here are the cages, here's field three.
Amen. My tour guide skills are intact for sure.
How you go okay walking backwards around the complex? You got,
yeah,
it down?
Backwards spin, yeah, the whole deal. I got all the moves down.
Big thing for guys here in Biloxi is just when the Shuckers season ends, that's not the end of the year for baseball. Like you said, it is an everyday sport. What's next in the whole baseball calendar for the Brewers? Because then you have the fall league, you have instructionals, and then you have your workout programs in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think the next thing that's really on our radar is the instructs, which everyone's probably pretty familiar with, an opportunity to, you know, for a lot of those newer players, just really make sure they understand what we want, need out of them. Maybe for some returners, there's an opportunity to work on some changes or continue with some changes that have been made. But then we also look at a high-performance camp. This is an opportunity for our high-performance team, strength and conditioning, nutrition, just our whole team to really get their hands around players when they don't have to compete, right? When technically the off season, and so that's a big opportunity there, and really just making sure that we set our players up for, you know, the minor league, what they call dead period now, which is kind of around middle to late November all the way through the first of the year. So making sure guys are ready to show back up in February.
Always a pleasure to have you here in Biloxi. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you again.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Biscuits coming up next.